after taking some time to look at the film, what did you see out of the offense from that opener?
I thought we did a nice job executing. I said that the last week. I said that's the biggest part of what we want to do is go in and look back on it and say we executed. And I felt like our guys played fast. We limited our mental errors. We controlled some of the keys to victory. And at the end of the day, usually things work out that way.
Taggart said that all the mistakes he saw, very coachable. What corrections do you want to see moving into week two now?
Yeah, I think all the things that showed up on tape, we get a chance to, when you get a win, I think what you get a chance to do is you get a chance to be critical with your guys and understand that there's still things out there that can put us in a situation to be even better. I mean, that's sometimes hard to fathom, but the reality of it is the score always takes care of itself. I really believe that. When you go out and do the right things, the score takes care of itself. And I think that's, you know, tribute to our guys and the way they played on Saturday, and it's excited to see them go back to work today.
What did you want to see from Justin in the opener, whether it's just kind of running the offense or hitting passes or all of the above?
All the above. You know, at the quarterback position, it's just executing. You know, did he feel comfortable with all the looks? Did I give him a chance to see everything that I thought they'd throw at us? We go through the end of the week and play the what-if game, you know, some variables that may come into consideration if they change it up and don't do what's on tape. And I think that's a major coaching point for us, is to go in and kind of find things they did. You know, there's a couple things they did that we talked about late in the week. They said, hey, they might do this because of that. And they did. And he was ready. And I was excited about that, excited to see our guys. We made a couple adjustments on the field, which are always nice, you know, in a first time together, doing a couple things that can lead to some explosive plays. And they did a nice job. Nice job, composed and played catch, and accurate, good decisions, no turnovers, executing third down in the red zone, and back to work today.
Arkansas State had a lot of success going against Nebraska's new 3-4 under Bob Diaco. What kind of opportunities do you see when you look at Nebraska early on film?
Well, I think the fortunate part is we played against a three-down team since spring and fall, since being here in our own defense. After one game, I'm not going to go ahead and say that there's, you know, all the answers are right in front of us right now. It's one game. We got a chance to see some film of them. They got a chance to see some film of us. We're going to attack it the way we do. We're not going to do anything different as far as our approach, as far as going and scheming on first down and third down and second down and putting our guys in a situation to be successful. I'm not going to go out there and recreate the wheel. You know, we just got to go find some plays we can execute with and be successful.
What did you think of Taylor's performance coming in as a backup for Justin?
I think that's awesome. I think that's probably one of the hidden gems in a story in a game like that, is when you put the guys behind them in, how much fall off there is, you know? And with our guys, there wasn't. He went 6 for 6 and executed and knew what was going on, was locked in the whole game. And that's hard to do. I mean, that's hard to do. It's hard to be locked into to playing, you know, to stand there for three quarters of a game and all of a sudden be perfect. And he did an awesome job. I think that's exactly what I want to see of him. I was proud of him for that. And I think that fires the team up even more. I mean, you shrink the gap between the guys who played the most or were playing the most, the guys who are playing the least or played the least. And when that comes together, you start aligning the group. It gets pretty powerful.
You excited for a little field trip today?
I am. I'll tell you what I want to make sure I do is I'm real thankful for the men and women out there fighting this fire. I think that's really important. I got friends and family that are in this business, in the profession across the country, and this is all fun, but that's a real deal. And so my hat's off to those guys out there trying to keep it right for us.
Never been in conditions this bad before, air quality wise?
Nah.
Mm-mm. When did you guys get the notification that you guys were going to be moving out to Sayula?
Last night. We were prepared the last couple days. I mean, just what you go through in preparation. You know, we're not. It is what it is. We're going to adjust and rock and roll, man.
Does the difference in the facilities out there, I mean, make a difference in the way you guys practice? How do you kind of adjust to that?
I haven't been out there. I have no idea what I'm walking to do. If we're in the sand, we take our shoes off and rock and roll. We'll find a way. We'll be fine. Good?
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Don't stay outside too long.